liberty
or give me death.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Well, it's a shame what's happened with the FBI, but we're going to rebuild the FBI. It'll be bigger and better than ever. But it is very sad when you look at those documents, and how they've done that is really, really disgraceful. And you have a lot of very angry people that are seeing it. It's a very sad thing to watch, I will tell you that. And I'm going today on behalf of the FBI, their new building, and you know, but when everybody, not me, when everybody, the level of anger at what they've been witnessing with respect to the FBI is certainly very sad. Yes. I think he should. He tried. I want to support, always, I want to support the person running. We need the seat. We'd like to have the seat. I think we're doing very well. But I think we're doing very well. It's something that's going to be monumental. It will be the biggest.
Bring me on. All right. So that was a video of President Trump. Seems to be experiencing some glitches there, folks. But this is a key moment in Trump's presidency. Because basically you had a series of three events today. You had that moment where President Trump is addressing the media before he goes to speak to the FBI. In that moment, he makes very, what seems like normal statements that you would expect, but are actually paramount. Think about it. He basically calls out the GOP establishment for not getting behind Roy Moore. He's like, yeah, you know, I wanted Roy Moore to win because he's a member of my party and I support the party. And that's what we need, more members of the party so we can get the agenda through. That's basically like, yeah, thanks, Mitch. You know what I'm saying? Then you've got him talking about how he's letting you know that he's aware of what has been found out about the FBI. He's letting you know that he's aware of what's been discovered about Peter Strzok, the emails, the texts, the Clinton investigation, the Comey cover-up, the ORs in the DOJ. He's letting you know he knows about all of that. And then he takes it one step further and he says, the investigation into Hillary Clinton was rigged, and then suggesting that maybe it's time to do something about that. Then he goes and gives a powerful speech to the FBI, rave reviews, very powerful speech, talking about rebuilding the FBI, restoring the integrity of the FBI. Okay, then he gives that speech, finishes that powerful speech, then is about to hop on the Air Force One helicopter and addresses the media again, and again comes out and says how the FBI was corrupt, how the Clinton investigation was dirty and rigged, and how something needs to be done with that, and we can't stand it. Folks, he's letting you know. He's letting you know he knows what's going on. He's letting you know that he's well aware of what's going on. So we're going to be covering that, and I've got some other news here that makes me think, as I was saying yesterday, I think that my theories here are being confirmed by Eric Holder and Adam Schiff on Twitter, who are basically saying they're freaked out. They're freaked out. It's all coming down on us, and they're trying to lay the blame back on Trump and act like Trump's the bad guy here, but no. Shifty Adam Schiff, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Peter Strzok. By the way, I made a new joke. I'm going to give my joke here before we sign off. I wrote a new book. It's called How to Kill Time in the Bathroom by Peter Strzok. I can't believe I'm the first one that made that joke, but there you go. I'm a comedian too. We'll be right back.
Is the War Room.
right, it's the War Room, and it's Friday, December 15th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and I've got stacks of news to cover. President Trump calling the investigation into Hillary Clinton rigged. Absolutely. We know that now. We have all of the evidence that we need. Amazing. No special counsel. No. No intelligence agencies breaking it down, really. No, no. Just patriots, Americans in the government trying to get the truth out there about the rigged system and the corruption in Hillary Clinton's State Department, Barack Obama's State Department, the DOJ, and everything else in between. It's all being revealed. And yesterday, I had more feeling of momentum that all of this was really about to come back onto the real crooks and criminals within our government. Of course, not Trump, not Flynn, not Manafort for whatever stuff he may or may not have done, not Papadopoulos for whoever he was. No, I'm sorry, but those are not the crooks. The Schiffs, the Holders, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Strokes, the Orrs, these are the people we're looking at now. This is the collusion that we know of now. And without the $8 million taxpayer dollars for the special counsel, we still have the names, the dates, and the story that the $8 million taxpayer-funded special counsel led by Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein, where they have found nothing. And it's almost criminal to have this investigation, a fake investigation over a fake story, over a fake dossier that they all know is fake, they all know it's convoluted, and now everyone in America can know it's fake and convoluted because we have the text, we have the emails, we have the WikiLeaks, we have the Project Veritas, we know it all. And President Trump is now signaling to the American people, guess what? I know too. And then you have Jim Jordan, then you have Matt Gaetz, then you have Trey Gowdy, and then you have these people in the House Judiciary Committee. Whoa, and then you have this other ripple. Jeff Sessions recuses himself from the Trump-Russia probe. Why? Well, because Sessions didn't want to be seen as biased. He was one of the first people to endorse Trump. He campaigned with Trump. He's on the Trump team. He says, I'm going to recuse myself from this investigation. I could be looked at as biased, and I want the American people to trust this investigation. Then Trey Gowdy comes out yesterday and reaffirms to the American people that the reason we have special counsels is so that the people can feel they can trust the results of the investigation as well as the process, that there's no bias involved. So, but wait a second then. Jeff Sessions recuses himself to avoid bias in the special counsel, but then why hasn't Mueller or Stroke or anyone else involved or Rosenstein, why didn't they recuse themselves? We now have learned about how impartial they are. Funny how that works. But then today reaffirms my belief that Trump is really about to make a huge game-changing move before his year anniversary in office. Him making those two media addresses today reaffirmed that. Then when I saw these two tweets on Twitter, it reaffirmed it even more. Here is Eric Holder. This was actually yesterday morning. Eric Holder tweets, speaking on behalf of the vast majority of the American people, no. Republicans in Congress, be forewarned. Who is Eric Holder to be warning the Republicans in Congress, folks? I'm telling you, this is the signal. They are at their wit's end. They are on the edge of the cliff. One or two more pushes, one or two more steps backward, they're off the cliff. They know it. That's why Eric Holder has the gall to come on here and warn Republicans in Congress. Any attempt to remove Bob Mueller will not be tolerated. Again, who is Eric Holder to say that? These are BS attacks on him, his staff, that are blatantly political designed to hide the real wrongdoing, country not party. Wow. So I guess Eric Holder hasn't seen the Peter Stroke text messages. I guess Eric Holder doesn't know about the Orr family working with Fusion GPS, communicating over ham radio. Bruce Orr going to the Obama's office multiple times. Nellie Orr working for Fusion GPS. Bruce Orr meeting with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. Bruce Orr meeting with Christopher Steele, possibly getting something to do with the dossier there. So you've got all that. We need to make an insurance plan in case Trump wins. But then Eric Holder, this rat, he's a rat, comes out here and says country, not party, when everything about this investigation into Donald Trump has nothing to do with this country and everything to do with the Democrat Party. And this rat, this fiending, haunting rat, Eric Holder, is threatening Republicans in Congress and trying to bully the American people into thinking that this Mueller investigation is the real deal and not partisan. Well, guess what, Eric Rat Holder? In fact, that's my meme of the day. War Room Memes, at War Room Memes. I want Eric the Rat Holder. This guy is such a rat. He's just a... Maybe get Eric Holder, Eric the Rat Holder, like gnawing on some feces or something. That seems like the type of thing he would do. Now there's Adam Schiff from this afternoon. I'm increasingly worried Republicans will shut down the House Intelligence Committee investigation at the end of the month. Whoa, 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 whoa. Was Adam Schiff listening to the War Room yesterday? And he agrees with me that Trump's about to make a big move against these crookeds, against these pencil necks, against these anti-American scum, the liars. And so he goes on. Just listen, just pencil neck Schiff is such a slimy little. Since March, our investigation has made important progress. Really? Really? What? I'm just trying to figure this out. Okay, you got Manafort for nothing to do with Trump's campaign. You've got Papadopoulos with a crooked toenail. And then you've got Flynn with a, not even a crooked toenail. You gave Flynn a crooked toenail, and then Flynn had the crooked toenail, and then you said, hey, look, you've got a crooked toenail. That's their progress. No, that's the irony. And that's why Eric Holder is freaking out. That's why Trump said today twice that the Clinton investigation was rigged. Because, folks, it's all coming back on them. So here's Eric Holder. Here's pencil neck Adam Schiff. Don't worry. The rest of them will come out by the end of probably Sunday. And they're all going to say, oh, how dare. Here comes Donald Trump. He's going to obstruct justice. He's going to shut down this committee. He's going to stop everything. But here's the funny thing about Adam Schiff complaining about this. When you look at the committee, the Judiciary Committee, it's comprised of mostly Republicans, and you look at some of those names, hey, pencil neck Adam Schiff, they know what's going on. They've seen Peter Strzok's texts. So you can't fool these people. You can't fool Jim Jordan. You can't fool Trey Gowdy. They know what's going on. They can read. I know that might shock you, Adam Schiff, but we can read. We know what's going on. That's why you're freaking out. So he goes on this like 17-tweet thread talking about how he thinks it's all about to be shut down and this is very dangerous. It's all because of the Republicans and this and that and the other thing. Folks, they are covering their ground. I'm telling you, Trump is signaling he's getting ready to move. Look at everything that's happened out of the DOJ with Bruce and Nellie Orr working with Fusion GPS. Bruce Orr gets demoted. Nellie Orr communicating with people over ham radio. What the heck is that? You've got Peter Strzok. He's got a witness. A mistress, which nobody seems to mind about him having a mistress. But regardless, he's sending all these texts about how he hates Trump. Trump's the worst. Trump shouldn't get a vote. It's all about Hillary. Clear bias. That's why Jeff Sessions recused himself. So they can't hide. The light has been shown on the cockroaches, and now they're all scrambling around, folks. This is going to be interesting. I'm telling you, brace yourselves. Something big is coming in a month, and the crooks feel it. Thank you. White House sifting through the swamp, identifying the swamp rats. Oh, we've ID'd a couple of them. Oh, yeah. Looks like Peter Stroke. Looks like possibly the Oars. James Comey's already been drained. Pencil neck Adam Schiff. So there's Trump, the swamp cracker, if you will, here on Christmas week for InfoWarsStore.com, folks. It's Christmas week. If you don't know about this yet, it's the first inaugural Christmas week. This is something we're going to be doing every year as part of our promotions at InfoWarsStore.com. And so what we do for Christmas week is we make the sales about Christmas. You've heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but this is Christmas week because, after all, it's about Christmas. And then, of course, this leads right into our Monday Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. I've already teased some of the stuff that Jones has in mind for that big 34-hour live broadcast on Monday. Let's just say some of those plans are already coming into fruition. I'll just leave that right there. But in the meantime, folks, get to InfoWarsStore.com because these savings are not going to last forever. And Christmas week is not going to last forever. And this is the perfect time to try out some of our new products, such as CellForce and Alpha Power, which are both 50% off as an introductory rate. So these are both brand new products, and they are both 50% off as an introductory rate to give you a chance to try them, see how you like them, and then if you do like them, which we suspect you will, that's why we run these promotions, you become a repeat customer and then share the products with your friends and family. So both those new products are 50% off, but the savings don't stop there. Some of the most popular products on our site, these things get five-star ratings all day long. BrainForce, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. These are all game changers, folks. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 50% off. DNA Force, 30% off. I think we might be running short on that, so you might want to rush if you're a fan of DNA Force to that. We might be running short on that. And just all kinds of products available. We've got so many products. I need 4 hours just to tell you about all of them and how great they've been when I've tried them. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of Christmas week, shop for friends and family. Don't forget about the e-gift card as well. You've now got points for shopping on InfoWarsStore.com. We just continue to expand, and it's all thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com and shopping with the good guys. All right, well, I was already breaking down more reasons why I have an inclination that Trump is about to move against the swamp. And whoever else is going to be involved with that, you suspect, you know, the Jim Jordans, the Trey Gowdys, the Matt Gaetz, even Devin Nunes. I mean, these are the guys that are kind of just bearing witness to the attempted coup against President Trump and to the rigged investigation into Hillary Clinton. See, you can't fool these men. They will not be fooled. They will not be silenced. And it just gets deeper and deeper. This came from the One American News Network today. Clinton struck deal with Obama State Department to keep records private. The State Department is under fire for its decision to allow then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to shield records from being made public by simply labeling them as private. Don't you just love how Hillary Clinton is such an unabrasion, just a bitch, just an absolute arrogant, I'm sorry, witch. Excuse me. I'm honestly just done with these people. I'm done. If they're not going to end up in jail, they at least need to get off the taxpayer dollar, because I'm done. I'm done funding corrupt rats like Eric Holder, which, you know what? Did we get any Eric Holder rat tweets in, guys? Do we know? We're monitoring at War Room Memes. We've got a War Room Meme Challenge. It's the Eric the Rat Holder meme. It's very simple. He already is a rat, so you just put a little whisk, just give him some whiskers. You pretty much win that competition. Just submit that to @WarRoomMemes on Twitter, and we will retweet you, and you might get a plug on the show. But Hillary Clinton, who ignores classified emails and the law when she puts those on her own private server that's open for anyone to hack, she probably was selling that information. That's okay. And so then the corrupt investigation happens or whatever she's trying to hide. Who knows what else? We might not even know she's trying to hide here. And she just says, we're going to make these private and you can't see them. So yeah, you know, we broke the law, probably guilty of treason, you know, slush funds, all this good stuff, anti-American, collusion with Russia, Uranium One. I mean, you name it, you know, going into Libya, destroying Libya, bragging about Gaddafi dying. You know, that's me. That's Hillary Clinton. I'm a cold-hearted woman. And I'm just going to hide these records here, and Obama's going to sign off on it because he's a scumbag too, and then you'll never know about my corruption. And then there's the Hillary Clinton cackle. So it reminded me of this story, though, because, again, this is how these people operate, folks. This is how the swamp, deep state corruption works. This was back in June. Judicial Watch: Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice's unmasking material is at Obama Library. So just like Obama signed off on having Hillary Clinton's State Department records private so that nobody could know what she was doing, you know, she hates FOIA requests. She hates the Republic knowing what she's up to, that scoundrel. So she just hides those records. And then Obama says, you know, Hillary might be onto something. That woman has been getting away with the most brazen crimes for decades now. Hillary, how are you doing that? She's like, well, I just erase the records. I just have private servers. I just delete the emails. It's really easy, Barack. You just hide all the records and delete the emails. It's not smash your cell phone with a hammer. What? You don't turn over the servers to the FBI. That's all you do. So Obama says, well, Hillary's pretty good at avoiding being caught doing crimes. So he does the same thing. And then he hides Susan Rice's unmasking material at the Obama Library, where, thanks to the, let me get the exact name of the act here. It was something about the Presidential Records Act or something that says once they get put into a presidential library, they cannot be unsealed for 5 years. So magically now, Susan Rice's probably illegality when unmasking people from Trump's team, which then Obama was illegally spying on because of a fake dossier made up by Christopher Steele that was pretty much shuffled about by the likes of Obama's DOJ and the Oars, probably Peter Strzok Stroke and James Comey of the FBI, and then, of course, the John McCain's and the Peter Schiff's. So just like Obama hides him and Susan Rice's criminal activity by hiding it at the Obama Library, Hillary Clinton does the same thing with Barack Obama with her Secretary of State records by labeling them private. What do you have to hide, Barack? What do you have to hide, Hillary Clinton? That you're treasonous, anti-American criminals? Yeah, that's my estimation.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
I'll tell you, the double standards are just like, whoa. Like what they're doing to Manafort right now, $10 million bail, money laundering. Are you kidding me? Hillary Clinton, she doesn't even know how to take a payment without laundering it. I mean, give me a break. April Ryan? You know April Ryan still gets a press pass to the White House? Fake news. She's been caught with fake news multiple times. Oh, it's unbelievable. Ashton Witte is my guest now. You can find her on Twitter at Ashton Birdie. Also her YouTube channel at Ashton Birdie. That's where you can find her content. Now, I had a couple stories out of California. She is out there at Berkeley. California health officials released guidelines to avoid cell phone radiation. $15 minimum wage to cost California almost 500,000 jobs. But she brought something else to my attention. Now, I had already reported on how they shut down Kate Steinle memorials. They obviously blocked the Kate Steinle march here in Austin, Texas, and they were basically just totally foaming at the mouth to stop conservatives from having any unity, from having any event, even if it's to honor a dead person. They can't even have that. But Ashton, you enlightened me that it was even worse than that. Not only did they stop the memorial, but you're saying this was basically shut down by the school, and then they were basically trashing it and spitting on the memorial?
Well, the Daily Californian, the school's newspaper, they wrote an article about us. And the comments and the reactions were not exactly positive. And there was a lot of comments towards, you know, the vigil being racist and politicizing illegal immigration. And it's true. You know, with Kate Stanley's death, I think it's very important that we talk about why she died and the criminal who did commit this unjust act.
Yeah, anytime there's a an event that gets total media coverage, whether it be a cop killing, you know, an African-American or a mass shooting, they immediately politicize that. So that's okay to politicize, but as soon as you want to politicize an event, well, how dare you?
Oh, exactly. Precisely. And what's really disgusting to me is that the man who, from Refused Fascism, who came and stood outside our vigil, he was actually holding an anti-Trump sign whilst preaching about no borders, no wall, and then accused us of being the fascist who politicized her death.
So the fascist who claims to be an anti-fascist showed up as a fascist to disrupt a memorial for a dead person.
While calling us fascists, yes.
Well, this sounds all pretty typical to me. But what, again, lay this out for my audience, because you actually were part of this. I imagine you went to the memorial and you were kind of part of raising the awareness.
I helped plan it, yes.
Okay.
I put the posters up the night prior. And what's really interesting I want to point out is that the posters I put up, a lot of people walked by the posters of Kate Stanley with the slogan, "She Had Dreams Too." And what really alarmed me is that most of the students walking by, you know, this is a girl who's been on the national news for 2 years. They didn't even know who Kate Stanley was.
No,
and so I can't help imagine, you know, if they knew who Kate Stanley was, you know, knew that, you know,
I bet you they knew who Mike Brown was, though. I'd bet you $1 billion they knew who Mike Brown was.
Mm-hmm. But if they knew the statistics behind illegal criminals in the U.S. and the murder and homicide behind them, would they still be for open borders? And why were they censored from this information of Kate Stanley?
Well, see, the point you just made, it's so frustrating. If they knew the statistics or the facts on any of the issues that they have a stance on, you would assume that they would change their mind. But they don't go on facts. They don't go on statistics, probably for a litany of reasons. They can't handle it. They probably, many of them may just simply be illiterate, lazy, whatever it is, filled with hatred. But that's where I want to go with this. I mean, talk about the individuals you saw out there where you guys, it's the same thing I saw where I just showed up to cover an event that was a march for Kate Stanley. You got all these Antifa people with their faces covered and bats and clubs and guns threatening people, stopping them from entering the park. I mean, the hatred. I mean, what kind of an individual takes a sign of a dead woman down and then throws it in the trash? I mean, did you actually witness these people?
This was in the morning after our vigil. We left the posters and the candles and the flowers out for people to remember her and understand the purpose of the vigil. Next thing you know, we find her fallen face in the trash. We assume it was a student because there's no way someone could have thrown away that poster inside a building the next morning unless they were a student.
Right. So they did that after, but so they did that after you guys were all at the memorial?
Yes.
Probably in the cover of night, maybe late or early in the morning?
Oh, absolutely. The same with the Kate Stanley poster, She Had Dreams Too posters that we put up the night before.
Now, has the school made any sort of a statement or taken any public stance on this issue, or is this not even an issue to them?
They've only commented on the fact that we've had a vigil, but they never say anything about the destruction of a property. They never say anything about, you know, the fact that they threw her face into the trash. Like, that's just disgusting to me. Whether you agree with open borders or, you know, being strong on illegal immigration, no matter your political idea, it's just wrong. This girl died 2 years ago. Justice was not served. And you're going to throw her face in the trash? I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, this to me indicates what I've always felt since I got into politics and I started dealing with these people. It's really not even about politics with them. And that's why when you try to have a conversation about political issues, I mean, that's the thing about me. I love debate. I just love getting at it with someone about a debate, whether we agree or disagree. I can always have fun with it, but they don't even want that. These people are filled with hate. That is all this is. This is not about policy. This is not about issues. That's why they can't have a conversation on policy or issues. That's why they're totally ignorant and clueless on policy and issues. But they're so filled with hate, it's the only weapon they have. is hate. And that's why their response to the sign is always, any response, any reaction you see is always going to be driven by hate. That's why for us, we sit here and we say, how can someone take a picture from a dead woman's memorial and throw it in the trash? They're filled with hate, period. Look, I don't, if like, for example, if we walk by a, in fact, I've been to many of these, it's been filmed. If I walk by a Black Lives Matter protest where they're marching for Trayvon Martin or Mike Brown, I say, hey, what are your issues? What are you out here protesting? I put a mic and I say, let's have a conversation. We don't walk into that and throw away images of Mike Brown. We don't walk around and try to be hateful and vitriolic against these people. No, we say, let's have a conversation. Let me present to you the facts. These people are fully driven by hate. And I would imagine it's only going to get worse. I mean, are you guys going to try to have another memorial or make more awareness of this? Or are you, or have they successfully bullied Kate Steinle out of the campus?
Oh, we're definitely going to keep fighting for it. What's more disgusting on what you just said is the fact that they take what is so immoral and try to play it on us as if we're the ones who are belittling someone who, you know, they say, you know, we threw the trash because you're a racist. Well, the reality is the moral thing to do would be to have a conversation and understand the matter and have respect, and, you know, for a woman who just died.
Yeah, I mean, let's say she was killed in a car accident. Are you allowed to have a vigil for her then? You know, let's say she died because of some illness that fell over her or something. Are you allowed to have a vigil for her then? You know, that's what I'm saying. It's all hatred. It's just totally hate-based. Like you said, they probably don't even know who Kate Steinle is. They just walk by and see a white woman's memorial. Ugh, I'm throwing away that picture. How dare they? How dare
they? It all plays into their globalization. It's all about, you know, taking away the information that's vital to the students at UC Berkeley and then covering up with the facts by calling us the fascists, by calling them the racists, when the reality is they're just trying to distort the facts that's needed to know about what's going on in the world.
Does this seem to be, because I mean, after what I saw in Austin last Saturday, it seems to me that there is some sort of organization, at least what I saw with them protesting the Kate Steinle march in Austin. Are you seeing these people? I mean, are they still well-organized? Is it a well-organized machine of hate? Or is it just kind of a bunch of hateful individuals that are just scouring about the campus looking for something to destroy?
It's definitely organized. I think groups like BAM and Refuse Fascism are definitely tied to Antifa. They're just the peaceful faces for it. And then when all hell breaks loose, Antifa shows up. And the reality is they're working together. As living in Berkeley my entire life, something I've witnessed, and I wouldn't be surprised that if something big is coming on soon.
All right. Well, you can find all of her footage on her Twitter channel from the Kate Steinle vigil. Again, this is Ashton Whitty at Ashton Birdie on Twitter and YouTube. She'll be with us for another segment. They hate white people in California. They destroyed a memorial for Kate Steinle. Truly wicked.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays.
Crooked Lisa Bloom tweets this out this morning. Do not let the right wing undermine the brave Trump accusers. Not today. Not ever. I stand with them. Keep pushing, Lisa. Keep pushing. Keep pushing, Lisa Bloom. In fact, keep pushing. All of the deep state swamp, all of you, please keep pushing against President Trump. Please continue to walk the plank. You see, President Trump has been busy making America great again. He doesn't really have time to deal with you, all you rats, just scampering around the bottom of the ship. He doesn't really have time to deal with you. But if you keep pushing, he's going to deal with you. So keep pushing, Lisa Bloom. I dare you. And I have a bad, well, let's say I have a good feeling that it's going to end bad for you. So yeah, keep bringing up the lies and the fake accusations against Trump. Just keep pushing, Lisa. All right, we've got Ashton Whitty on air with us here. You can find her on Twitter at Ashton Birdie, YouTube at Ashton Birdie. We talked in the last segment about how the hate-filled, anti-Trump, anti-American communists in California destroyed a Kate Steinle memorial in another act of vitriolic hate and disgust. But, you know, this isn't anything new. And I would imagine, you know, what do you think is going to happen here, Ashton? Because they're running out of stuff to do. They're running out of protests. They're running out of momentum. They've got nothing. Everything they thought about politics and Trump has been proven wrong. I mean, what's going to be their next deal? This is obviously probably the most, they basically tried to burn Berkeley's campus to the ground when a couple conservative speakers went there like Milo, but now they're destroying memorials of dead women. I mean, what's next for these people? They can only go lower.
Well, it's just a matter of fact that they are doing whatever they can to politicize everything they can that, you know, falls into their agenda. For example, I mentioned earlier that a lot of the students that I encountered at UC Berkeley didn't even know who Kate Steinle was. And the very fact that makes me question, you know, who's hiding this information from them? You are living in the Bay Area, and this has been national news about a girl in the, you know, it has angered millions of people. So it makes me a question, you know, why would someone, you know, or, you know, what's going on in the world to make them forget about reality, make them, you know, censored from the facts? And I can't help but think somebody out there is trying to do something in order to fit their agenda. The very fact that Kate Steinle is just one example of many, many people who have been affected by illegal criminals in the U.S. And if you were at the vigil, the man who was protesting said, oh, this was just one time accidental. But if you look at 2010 to 2014, 121 criminal illegals after being released committed homicide within 4 years. That is one every 12 days. How are people not getting this information?
How dare you know your facts? Here's a here's a similar story. You may remember this from a few months ago. Actually, I think it was about a year ago now. Child refugee who raped and murdered the daughter of an EU official. This was an open border EU official. He said he was 17 years old. His father tells the court he was 33. So yet another example of the open border, multicultural, political agenda from the left being taken advantage of by liars and murderers. But they don't want you to know that. See, that's the incredible thing to me is where you go out and you say, I'm going to find out the numbers and the stats, and I'm going to try to raise political awareness for what I think is my truth, and I'm going to see where it goes. They just show up, well, who's Kate Steinle? And you say, well, she's a victim of, a illegal immigrant that was already deported and murdered her and then got off without even manslaughter. Well, what is this, a white woman? Screw you. Screw you, racist. That's the brainwashing. That's literally their brainwashing where there is no depth. There's no critical thinking. It's just observe the situation. Take everything for what you see. White people that like Trump having a memorial for a dead white woman? No. No, not on my earth. Never. No. You want more white people to die. One white woman dead isn't enough. That's what they think.
Well, an issue with them is that the fact that they will do whatever they can to virtue signal and lie and distort facts to only, you know, protect their political agenda. Their political agenda is globalism. Their political agenda is open borders and no wall. They don't understand. Well, I'm sure, you know, this protester must understand that the only reason they're doing this is to feed their, you know, the only reason they want to bring in these people, these voters, is just that. They want the votes. They want, you know, to put more politicians in power. They want to take away the country from the people. And by doing that, they have open borders to bring in more people to illegally vote. They're going to bring in more people to brainwash and, you know, push on this agenda. Because the more they push this agenda, the more they keep people from certain information, the more they can bring in people who are more likely to answer to their calls, the more they can push these liberal politicians into office and take away the country from the people.
I honestly don't know how anyone lives in California anymore. I mean, it's totally out of control. A murderer gets off without even a manslaughter charge. You can give 5,000 people AIDS knowingly, and it's not even a big deal. No big deal. You can be a child prostitute. If you call someone the wrong pronoun, you can go to jail. Meanwhile, the place is burning down. Literally, Hollywood is being outed as a bunch of sexual predators and pedophiles. But then you've got these policies See, this is what causes it. This was in the news today. $15 minimum wage to cost California 400,000 jobs. So you get all of these nitwits that go out and they protest for the $15 minimum wage because they think that that means their wages are going to go up. They think, yes, my wages are going to go up. The average person's wages is going to go up because that's what they've been taught to believe. But this is just going to add to more homelessness, less jobs, more debt, more deficit spending, more people on welfare. That's the entire
and
agenda. And then you get more people on welfare, and then what do? They vote Democrat.
And you get more taxes, which pay the Democrats. See, these liberal politicians don't care about the people. They care about what power they have and what's in their wallets. And that's just going to leave every single American dry. And, you know, it all plays down to globalization, because globalization equals illegal votes, equals more crime, equals more welfare, and equals more politicians that are liberal. And it's just going to screw over Americans. It's just going to hurt us in the end.
So that's what I'm saying, though. These people out here, they march for the right to $15. It's my right. I have a right. No, you don't. They don't even know the law. If you actually looked at the minimum wage law, it's been like they haven't followed the law for decades, since I've been alive at least. But it's like you could walk up to this person and you could say, hey, let's say that you got your $15 an hour minimum wage, but it cost you your job. Let's say that everyone in your family's wage will now go up to $15 an hour, but oop, the boss can't afford to pay them, so they lost their job. Do you still want the $15 an hour? And what's their response? Shut up, racist! Shut up, you right-winger! Ugh. How dare you? I'll get my $15 an hour. Your racism won't stop it. Yeah, you'll get your $15 an hour, you'll get more taxes, and you'll be out of a job, and then you'll end up homeless. And then they find out that one of the fires in California was started by a homeless person. It's a real nice circle of liberalism, don't you think?
It only puts liberals more in office, honestly. $15 an hour equals more taxes, which pay the same Democrats who are going to just be stripping more rights away from Americans. It's all globalization tactic, and it's all, honestly, brainwashing and manipulation.
All right, so we've just got a minute left here. What would you say, just in the last year, being out there in Berkeley and being around these people and being politically active, what would you say it's been like as far as a sea change or a, you know, climate change over the course of the last year? Has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? Do they hate Trump more? Do they hate Trump less? Are they more confused, less confused? What would you say has happened here in the last 12 months in the year 2017 to the brainwashed, indoctrinated liberals in Berkeley, California?
I think definitely they hate Trump even more. But the reality is a lot of more conservative students and conservatives in the Bay Area, as well as all of California, are now coming out. And the silent majority is now showing itself. And because the silent majority is showing itself, America is waking up to realize that, you know, Trump won because we voted for him. Trump won because, well, there's a silent majority that wants America to stay America.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how much they hate Trump when he actually arrests all of these criminals and exposes all of the people that they hail as heroes, exposes their corruption, the hidden crimes and everything. But that'll probably actually just make them more hateful and vitriolic. So I'd be prepared out there. I think it's about to get ugly when Trump shuts down this fake investigation. Ashton Whitty, you can find her on Twitter at Ashton Birdie. Her YouTube channel has all of her content at Ashton Birdie. Ashton, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be right back with more of The War Room and Roger Stone on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is The War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
Roger Stone, as in get me Roger Stone. And yes, you're at the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Owen, you're doing a great job today exposing the globalists. There's no question that the forces of freedom are on the move and the globalist, atheistic, godless scum are on the run. I've never felt better about America because the entire mainstream media globalist assault on our president is falling apart before our very eyes. What did we learn today but that attorney Lisa Bloom, the daughter of Gloria Allred, was out soliciting funds to pay the various women who are bearing false witness against our president. Now, I've known Donald Trump for almost 40 years, and I looked at the women in that press conference the other day, and in all honesty, let's just say they didn't look like Donald Trump's type. During the time that he was single, he dated a bevy of gorgeous supermodels, actresses, and other incredibly cultured, beautiful, divine women. The women in that lineup who looked coached and forced, certainly not his type. But now we know that Bloom was out trying to raise money from Hillary-connected super PACs and other heavyweight Democrat donors to pay these women. One woman was even offered $750,000. That's almost $1 million. That's a lot of money. But she wouldn't step forward and lie about candidate Trump, now President Trump. Oh, and it's obvious to me that the entire assault on the president, predicted right here on InfoWars by Alex Jones on the very day that the Weinstein scandal hit the fan, is falling apart before our very eyes.
Yeah, and, you know, we kind of already got wind of these developments with the dirty Democrat tactics of looking for people to come forward against Roy Moore and Trump, offering them payments. I mean, that kind of stuff, we know that the Democrats have done that forever. But the new angle to me, Roger, the new ripple here to me, that for whatever reason they still can't understand, Trump is not going to let this go. So he might be playing possum or being patient or whatever, but I was saying this before. Lisa Bloom, keep pressing, baby. Go ahead, just keep pressing. Gloria Allred, keep bringing phony evidence up. Keep bringing up falsified signatures. Please, I just keep pressing you two, because you know what's going to happen, Roger? One of these days, when Trump has a little bit of free time from saving this country, he's going to say, you know what? I'm ready to go after those people that made that fake Trump dossier. You know what? I'm ready to go after those lawyers that were trying to pay people off to make false accusations about me. And I hope that Allred and Bloom are so stupid that they continue to press against the president, because they're going to end up sharing a cell.
Well, Owen, from your mouth to God's ear, as they say. In the meantime, a massive victory today for President Donald Trump. The badly needed tax cuts that will refuel the greatest boom this economy has ever seen finally passed the Senate. Thanks to John McCain, we came this close to failure. McCain's top aide, Mark Salter, a truly evil Democrat who we'll talk about in the next segment, had talked the senator into voting against, the senator into voting against the Trump tax cut. What did I learn yesterday? Mark Salter is among those who have filed an amicus brief in the Obama suit against me and President Trump. So now I not only have the front line of the Obama NSA, but I've got John McCain's top staffers intervening in that phony, bogus lawsuit.
Keep pressing, guys. I'm telling you, the swamp rats are going to find their day. The vampires are going to see the sun. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's coming.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
I'm Roger Stone with breaking news from a New York courtroom. Some of you may know that a sore loser, a crackpot named Warren Redlich, was suing me and two other patriots, Carl Paladino, the chairman of the Trump campaign in New York, and Michael Caputo, a longtime associate of mine who was an official of the Trump campaign, accusing us of defamation. The charges against Palladino and Caputo were dismissed earlier today, and only minutes ago, the jury came back with a verdict of no cause, dismissing the action. Complete victory and exoneration for yours truly. Activists all over Florida are very excited when Joy Villa, the singer who openly and proudly wore a Make America Great dress to the Grammys, announced that she is exploring an effort, or I should say a candidacy, to run for Congress here in Florida. Let's go to the tape.
Good morning.
Morning.
My big announcement is that I am officially launching my exploratory committee into a congressional run for the state of Florida. I'm looking from everywhere to Jacksonville all the way down to Miami.
Well, congratulations. So you want to go to Washington? What's your platform? Obviously, having talked to you before, you're out to drain the swamp, right?
That's right. I mean, have you looked at Congress lately? In the news, we see that they are getting nothing done. They are a house of cards that is tumbling. I mean, health care reform, they couldn't get done. Immigration, they can't get done. They're not working with the president, which means we need to put new people in. We need to vote fresh blood in. And we need to really make America great again with people who are going to work for the aims of the president, not lobbyists, not Washington elitists.
There you have it, Joy Villa. Now, Joy, you'll remember, Owen, when her Make America Great song was demonetized and dropped from YouTube. She is an ardent pro-Trumper. She is a beautiful, articulate, educated, cultured woman who will be a fine member of Congress. She has roots in the Tampa, St. Pete area of Florida. And coming up soon will be a major announcement of her candidacy. I'm very, very excited about her candidacy. Now, since you are the man who discovered Omar Navarro, who's running a great race against the horrific Maxine Waters, we can now add Joy Villa to the Stone-Scheuer victory list, because we're going to be highlighting candidates like Carla Spaulding against Deborah Wasserman Schultz. Joy Villa in the race for Congress to yet be announced. Omar Navarro in California. Young, hard-charging, articulate, pro-Trump, Make America Great conservatives, a whole new brand. And we at the War Room will be bringing you up to date throughout the entire year of 2018 on these exciting campaigns.
Yeah, a couple more that come to mind. Paul Nealon, who's going to be trying to replace Speaker Ryan. That's a big one. A couple of other guys that I'm trying to get on the air. One that I have, Austin Peterson, looking to drain the swamp of Claire McCaskill. Dr. Kenneth Wright in California is going to be running against Ted Lieu, another swamp creature that needs to be drained. Now, Dr. Kenneth Wright is a doctor in his own right, so he's kind of busy doing surgery and stuff like that, so he's kind of a tough guest to get on. But I am in contact with him, too. Roger, this is key to me, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, because 2018, the midterms are going to be huge, getting a Congress that's going to support Trump's agenda. What type of dirty tactics, though, do you expect the Democrats to, you know, go with here, like we saw in the Alabama senatorial race? I mean, are they just going to continue to run dirty tricks after dirty campaign? I mean, can they even run on an issue at this point?
Yeah, I think they have no other alternatives. Look, Alabama was the worst possible combination. First of all, we had a very poor candidate. Sadly, through the Republican primary process, I think the president was misled at least twice about his activities there. And in all candor, Judge Roy Moore was far out of the mainstream. And then when these very serious charges were made against him, he disappeared. He wasn't on the front lines refuting them. He dropped from sight. I don't think you can do that. Now compare that with out-of-state voters destroying voter tabulations before they can be recounted, and a dozen other dirty tricks. The Democrats pulled off a one-off victory in Alabama. that does not mean they're going to sweep the 2018 elections. They may think it does. Their allies in the mainstream media may say it does. But one special election does not an entire cycle make. So we're going to be compiling the InfoWars Stone Schroyer victory list here. We're going to be highlighting hard-charging, young, articulate conservatives who are committed to drain the swamp. We've already started with some great examples, and through the year, we'll bring you far more. You can help Joy Villa by going bringjoytocongress.com. That's bringjoytocongress.com. She's begun raising money for her exploratory effort, and I assure you, this is going to be one of the most exciting rock'em sock'em campaigns in the state of Florida, if not in the entire nation.
Seems like there are some patriots arising in the state of Florida, as Carla Spaulding is going to be one of those names on our list. You've got Matt Gaetz already in there fighting for justice. And, you know, a real quick recap, I believe that the special elections, if you're going to take a record of Republican versus Democrat, I believe it's now 5-1. Republicans up 5-1 in the special elections, Karen Handel being one of those, who's on the House Judiciary Committee. Oh, another Republican on that committee instead of a Democrat. That was key. Roger, I suspect all kinds of dirty tricks. I've compounded the numbers. They don't add up. You've seen the video where the guy says we came from all different states for this election. So there was definitely some funny business there. I guess my worry is, can they pull something like that off on a national scale in 2018? I think that they're going to try if they have the opportunity.
Well, you know, you're right about one thing, Owen. They can't run on the issues. They can't run on the merits. Record stock market, unemployment at all-time lows, a huge boom in the housing market. And now, with the president passing his tax reform legislation, and by the way, making a valiant attempt to strip out the carried interest exception for the hedge fund managers on Wall Street at the last minute, which unfortunately failed, but it shows you the president's heart was in the right place. We're going to supercharge this economy. It's going to be a boom even bigger than the boom we saw under Ronald Reagan, the president that Donald Trump reminds me the most of. So we're on our way. And any Democrat who wants to think that 2018 is in the bag because Roy Moore was a poor candidate who ran a poor campaign, and the Democrats infected Alabama with out-of-state voters, has got another thing coming. The election is not tomorrow. I'm happy about that. But by 2018, these tax cuts will have had some chance to get real traction in the economy. When I look at any financial or fiscal matter, particularly tax policy, I always look at Larry Kudlow at CNBC and WABC Radio as the avatar. To me, he is the single most knowledgeable person I know about growth economics. And his telling me that this tax cut is going to move and shake the earth is really telling. We are on the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And if you haven't had a chance, go to the InfoWars store today, folks, to help fuel our expansion. If you're liking the War Room, if you like what we're doing here, help us out. Help us help you. Deep discounts for Christmas. Do all your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars store. I'm Roger Stone, here with my colleague Owen Schroyer, and you're at the right place. Yes, it's the War Room. It's a moment for celebration in the Stone household. Only moments ago, a Manhattan jury found a verdict of no cause in a harassment lawsuit that had been filed against me by perennial candidate and known crackpot, Warren Redlich. Redlich has run for office as a Republican, Green Party candidate, and Libertarian Party, never scoring with the voters. There he is. That must be his high school graduation picture. The only man I've ever seen to show up at a deposition wearing cargo shorts and flip-flops. In any event, an enormous waste of the taxpayers' money and a complete vindication for yours truly. My apologies to the jurors that they had to be have their entire Christmas season and their work schedules interrupted by this waste of time. Oh, and it feels good, very good. Now I move to the lawsuit filed against me by the Protect Democracy Project, an Obama-blessed group of Obama alum. And stunningly, as I said earlier, the entire front line of the Obama NSA has intervened in this lawsuit. James Clapper, you remember him. He's the guy who said under oath to the Congress, oh, no, we have no metadata collection system on American citizens, only to be proven a liar by the revelations of Edward Snowden. But was Clapper charged with perjury, as they have charged that great American patriot Mike Flynn? No, of course not. And then there's John Brennan. He was the CIA director under Obama and Bush. Prior to that, he was the station head of the CIA in Saudi Arabia, where he converted to Islam, the most radical form of Islam. And then, of course, there's Mike Hayden, another member of the shaved head crowd. What's with these guys? And if you read their amicus brief, it's just a recitation of the same old tired lie. Oh, yes, they say, the Russians interceded and interfered in our election. What do they offer as proof? Zero. Nothing. Nada. It's the same old crap. This is an old, old ploy. If you repeat a lie enough times, maybe stupid people will get it. So you have Clapper, a proven liar, Hayden, another proven liar, and a traitor like Brennan interceding in this lawsuit. The lawsuit was filed against Donald Trump and myself. Now, you would think under the rules of fairness, I would be able to depose them. I'd be able to ask them questions about their assertions. No, it doesn't work that way. So they can stick their nose into this lawsuit, make phony allegations, and try to prop up the deep state. Then I was really shocked when two of John McCain's top aides filed a similar amicus brief. The aforementioned Mark Salter, the man who almost single-handedly derailed the president's big tax reform victory today by talking the hapless and sadly dying John McCain into voting against it. At the last minute, McCain, to his credit, did the right thing. So I am being attacked by the two-party duopoly. There he is, Mark Salter. That's an official page from their amicus brief, which is as worthless as the one filed by the Obama clan, the NSA crowd under Barry Obama. This lawsuit has cost me, so far, in excess of $500,000. Yeah, it's huge money, but between the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, where Senator Mark Warner has defamed me repeatedly, saying that I have worked for the Russians, I'm a Russian agent, completely false. You can help the Stone family by going to the StoneLegalDefenseFund.com. That's StoneLegalDefenseFund.com. I will never give up the fight. This lawsuit is intended to silence me, but I'm part of the InfoWars crew, folks. I will never be beaten down. I will never be silenced in the fight for freedom and liberty. Your support is deeply appreciated. And while you're at it, speaking of support, the InfoWars.com store has some of the most incredible Christmas specials I've ever seen. Among my favorites, of course, is Brain Force Plus. Now, This is an extraordinary, all-natural formula, which for me gives me mental clarity and mental energy on these long days of fighting the deep state. If you want to be smart about it, get a case of this stuff and send it to the biggest libtard you know, because they need some clarity of thought. This is a great, great product. It has thousands of testimonials from satisfied customers. And as Alex Jones likes to say, it's a 360 win. You win, we win, the cause of freedom wins. You won't find better all-natural products anywhere. Sure, you can go to Walgreens or CVS and you can get products that claim they do the same thing. But Alex Jones has an exacting standard. Nothing goes on the site that isn't the best in its genre, whether it is the silver bullet, the very best silver colloidal formula out there, or whether it's survival shield to boost the immunity here in the cold system, or biome defense, which has the same effect. This is the best of the best. And when you order on the Infowars.com store, I recommend the auto ship function. That way you're never out. I signed up for auto ship and I got a new shipment of BrainForce Plus only yesterday. Things are so busy, I would have forgotten to go back to the site and reorder. And therefore, tonight's broadcast would not be nearly as entertaining or energetic. So help us help you. You see, we don't have big right-wing donors in the wings writing huge checks to InfoWars. The expansion that Alex Jones has mapped out for InfoWars is not inexpensive. He wants to hire new reporters. He wants to expand our bureaus. We're now open in New York. We're open in Miami. Soon, he hopes to open bureaus elsewhere. But we can't do it without your support. So help us help you. Help us help America. Go to the Infowars.com store now for all your Christmas shopping. Owen, you want to take us to the next segment?
Sure will. I'll give us a couple news stories that dovetail with everything we've been talking about. You know, you were just talking about the double standards with Brennan and them lying, yet they want to come after you. They want to come after the Trump team. Long Island woman charged with trying to fund ISIS. Okay, well, that's fine. When are we going to go after McCain for that? When are we going to go after the Obama administration for that? They called them moderate rebels. No. We found out those moderate rebels were ISIS fighters. So if you're going to charge a Long Island woman, rightfully, let's charge McCain and Obama, too, or at least get an investigation going. We'll be right back.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Owen, the future under Donald Trump is so bright, I gotta wear shades. You may not remember that old ZZ Top song.
I might need to get some shades. The future's so bright, too.
Yeah, we could do a Blues Brothers type thing right here. It'd be all right. So now one of my favorite guests, Colonel Mike McAllister, who served his country honorably, but now speaks as the spokesman for Citizens for Trump. And many say are urging Mike to pursue a candidacy here in the state of Florida. Colonel McAllister, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Roger, it's always a pleasure to be on your show and to be a part of the great patriot audiences that you have.
Well, we're glad that we could nail you down for this. I know you are all over the country trying to recruit good men and women who will support President Donald Trump's reform agenda. I know you worked very hard in Alabama, and while I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, why don't you give us your assessment of what happened there?
Well, you know, obviously that was a race that is still in question. I think that, you know, they may be working on that recount. It was, 1.5%, but one of the big concerns was that many of the military votes are still outstanding and weren't counted. And what's most unfortunate about that is it could be argued that in many ways that would be disenfranchising the military veteran voter, who generally are conservative. And we look at, you know, the polls throughout the race, you know, it looked quite well for Judge Moore. He's a good American patriot and conservative that served his country well. He was a West Point grad. He served in Vietnam. He was the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. So the whole thing, I think, is still in question.
Well, sadly, I think Judge Moore, who was really not my cup of tea, I admit that I supported Dr. Randy Brinson in the first go-round, in the first primary, in which there were four candidates. But I certainly agreed that Moore was preferable to Doug Jones. But Moore, I think, made a strategic mistake of disappearing from the scene after these very serious charges of sexual misconduct were made against him. Riding around on his horse was not going to win him votes.
Well, and you make a great point, Roger. And as you know, I went up there and spent almost a week with Dr. Randy Brinson. And, you know, he was another candidate that was not of the political establishment. He was a self-made man, a physician, an Air Force veteran. So, and we had endorsed him. As you're aware, and when I had the opportunity to spend a lot of quality time with him and his family, there was no doubt he was an upstanding citizen, and his family was just, you know, all American, and they were all patriots. And that was a shame he didn't have a little more time to get established. But I don't think we've heard the last of Dr. Randy Brinson.
Well, in fact, Doug Jones has to run again in 3 years. And I think Randy Brinson, a truly good man, has a great future in Alabama and American politics. I urge him to run again. You know, the sad part was every time he got a little traction, started to raise a little money, Mitch McConnell and the thugs from the National Republican Senatorial Committee would come down on his donors hard, cut off his money. But he was an original Trump supporter, a former chairman of the Alabama Conservative, Christian Coalition, a solid man, and a guy to keep an eye on in the future. I really appreciate the fact that Citizens for Trump backed him, and I think you'll back him again because he's going to do great things. Now, take us across the country, if you will. There you see the website for Citizens for Trump. Folks, if you go to the website. This is a fine group. It is not a group with a giant overhead, no consultants, no paid operatives. Every dollar you give here helps the movement for Donald Trump, and I commend it to you. And I know of the fine character of Colonel McAllister and Kathleen Kit Flaherty and many of the other good friends that I have there, Tim Salati Jr. This is a fine group of patriots. And they're not infected with the Washington virus. They are straight shooters. They know who was for Trump and who wasn't. And they know who will be with him in the crunch and who won't. So please, folks, go to the Citizens for Trump site and consider a generous donation right after you go to the InfoWars store and do your Christmas shopping. If you're in a generous mood, Citizens for Trump is a fine grassroots organization. Your money won't get sucked up in overhead and travel and entertainment. These folks are real fighters, and they know what they're doing. So, Colonel McAllister, tell us what you think the other bright spots are for Senate races across the country.
Well, right now we have one going on in Ohio, and as you know, Mike Gibbons up there is running. He's a Cleveland area businessman. He's never been a career politician, so he's not bought and paid for, and he's not establishment. He did help fundraise for Trump. He's a strong Trump supporter. He'll vote to build the wall. And we're looking at, on you know, his opponent, Josh Mandel, has received donations from Mitch McConnell. So I think that's maybe bringing into question, you know, which one would truly support the America First agenda of President Trump the best, and it certainly looks like to us that would be Mike Gibbons.
Oh, that's a race that we can now earmark to keep a close eye on. But Colonel Mike, I've got to ask you this. A lot of people in Florida are telling me that it's time for you to run, and I know many people urging you to look at the Commissioner of Agriculture race because of your family's background in the agricultural industry. Is there any chance we can talk you into this race?
Well, you know, Roger, like I've said before, I'm always open to the way that I can best serve, you know, the state of Florida and America. You know, we are looking at options. We haven't made any final decisions on anything. I did, when I went to college, my major, it was in agriculture. My minor was in earth science. I do have a Florida nursery license and a small palm tree farm. So we certainly are looking at options, and that one would be on the plate. But, you know, Florida has a lot of races next year. We have all 27 congressional races, and we'll have the entire governor cabinet. And, of course, half of our state Senate races and virtually all the 120 state House races. So, you know, we're looking at some way to best serve our state and our nation. But I do have the agricultural background, and so we certainly have an interest there because I'm already involved in that.
Well, look, I strongly commend you, and I hope you will run. I want to have you on the InfoWars Stone Schroyer victory list. And I can guarantee you this. If you run, you'll get your first check from Roger and Nydia Stone. So I hope you will consider it.
Well, thank you, Roger, and I really thank you for having me on your show again. And it is a great show, and you're doing a lot of good in promoting American patriotism and values. And your listeners are just fantastic. Your listeners and followers and watchers.
Well, many, many thanks, Colonel Mike McAllister, for joining us on the War Room today. Owen, I'm going to turn this over to you.
Well, we're trying to do everything we can to make Congress great again in the upcoming elections, the 116th Congress. We are trying to ID the people that will represent America First policies and will get behind the Trump agenda. And it's going to be key that we get out and mobilize the vote, folks. That is going to be key. Now, I've got my own theory on what happened in Alabama, but whatever happened, 500,000 Republicans did not show up to vote. You look at the numbers, that's a fact. 500,000 Republicans' votes weren't there. Did they show up? Did they not show up? Well, that's what we can't have. We need to show up. We need to get out to vote. And that's why we're identifying the candidates in the upcoming midterms that will help make America great again. Final segment with Roger Stone on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
War Room, and I'm your host, Roger Stone, with my co-pilot, Owen Schroyer. We're very proud of what we got going on here at the War Room. We hope you will tell your friends, because this is part of the 10-hour-a-day expansion that Alex Jones has mapped out for InfoWars. You can go in the mornings to the Real News with David Knight for the start of your day, and he can lay out for you all those stories that the mainstream media just doesn't want you to see and won't cover. Then, of course, you have Alex Jones at noon Central and into the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone later in the day. This is part of the exciting new expansion that we can only afford because you, our loyal viewers and listeners, support us through the InfoWars store. Now, for your Christmas shopping, I highly recommend the entire range of products, whether it is the First Amendment-oriented T-shirts or the terrific books like my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution, or whether it is the iconic, indeed historic, Bill Clinton rape T-shirt, or first and foremost, the extraordinary all natural supplements, whether it's apparel or gear or our supplement line, nothing gets on the InfoWars store site that isn't the very best of its type. You won't find any products here that don't measure up. Alex Jones works with a team of scientists and biochemists to come up with the best in every area. Now, I've told you again and again about my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus, which to me gives you mental clarity and mental energy. And I'm very excited to try the new Alpha Power, designed to boost your performance and energy levels. So if you're one of these people who, like me, you get a little dip around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Alpha Power, according to my wife, kind of evens out your energy flow, gives you stamina and real energy without a crash all day. I think this is a terrific product, and it includes zinc, essential for your immune system, niacin, the organic maca root concentrate, horny goatweed, also known as epimedium, used by Chinese herbalists for centuries for vitality and energy, and a number of other key all-natural ingredients. You will not find a better vital male androgen formula on the market. And now, instead of the usual $69.95, on special sale at $34.95. That's a $35 savings, folks, and this is a 4.7-star rated product, the very best of its genre. Give it a try. It's perfect as a stocking stuffer for the men in your family, and you'll be glad you did. Once again, when you go to the InfoWars store for these deep discounts, you help us with the planned expansion of InfoWars. If you like what we're doing here, if you like the way we punch back at the globalist scum, if you like the way Owen Schroyer kicks George Soros in the groin virtually every day, then go to the store now. Owen?
Well, Roger, I've got some developing news stories here. We got 6 minutes left if you want to go back and forth on these.
Shoot.
Well, I have been getting an eking feeling that within a month or by the year anniversary of Trump being inaugurated, we're going to see a big shift, a big pendulum swing in this Trump-Russia investigation. The evidence I have to this is what Trump said today, the fact that Peter Schiff, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, and the rest of them are clearly freaking out, the fact that the Russian collusion probe has been completely blown apart at the seams and, in fact, now been exposed as totally biased. But how about this? This might be the most recent vindication of my thoughts. This just broke from CNN, probably other sources as well. But, you know, CNN wants to run with the angle that this is somehow bad for Trump supporters and the investigation. I think the exact opposite. The headline is Trump lawyers set for key meeting with special counsel next week. Now, Roger, I know that you have been very vocal about the legal advice that Trump has been getting that has wound up Trump in this situation with the biased counsel, but next week the lawyer is set to meet with the Mueller counsel. With everything that we have discovered of late about the bias investigation, Peter Stroke, the DOJ official Orr and his wife Nellie meeting and colluding with the Obama administration, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele communicating on ham radio, with all of that there, I don't see how this meeting goes down without that getting brought up. And with that getting brought up, I'm not sure how this special counsel continues.
Well, I wish I could say I agree with you, Owen. Unfortunately, I think the president's lawyers are fine lawyers. But this is not a legal proceeding. This is a political lynch mob. This is a coup d'etat based in politics. Today, Politico reported that freshman Congressman Matt Gaetz, while on Air Force One with the president on his way to Florida, told the president that the special counsel's office was infected with bias and the country is at risk of a coup d'etat because of this investigation. That is, as we like to say, the stone cold truth. Thank God for Congressman Matt Gaetz and Congressman Trey Gowdy and Congressman Jim Jordan and Congressman Ron DeSantis. These guys are fearless, they're well-grounded, and they are on the move in exposing the outrageous lynch mob mentality of the entire Mueller Get Trump Squad.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes of that meeting because, again, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. We already know about Peter Strzok and the DOJ and Obama and how this Trump-Russia collusion probe is nothing more than a witch hunt. It's proven now. That's not rhetoric. That's not conjecture. That's 100% fact. It's been proven. Another developing story here, Roger. Again, I don't know how Trump's lawyers aren't. I mean, I don't know how Trump's lawyers are not out right now making public statements. Not that that's been what they've been doing since Trump has been president. But this is so absurd. This is so obscene. This is so illegal. And I don't see how if Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred continue to push forward with these fake accusers, how they don't end up sharing a jail cell. But now you've got these stories, all these people, these Democrat dirty campaign tricks where they're trying to fund these people to bring up these false allegations. They get caught red-handed on the Roy Moore campaign. When do Trump's lawyers do something about this? When do we have Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred and we sit them down and we say, hey, it's time to have an investigation into you. It's time to have a special counsel into you and your fake accusers. When do we get that?
Well, as you know, Owen, the president's lawyers continue to assure him that he will be getting a letter from Mueller clearing him entirely shortly. I doubt this very strongly. And therefore, when the letter is not forthcoming, I'm hoping the president will get himself some new, more combative lawyers. Now, let me just say that I think very, very highly of Jay Sekulow, who has really served not so much as an attorney, as a spokesman for the attorneys trying to explain their actions. Knowing Jay and the fine lawyer that he is, I doubt this strategy is his. This is known as the Cobb strategy, which is give Mueller all your emails, all the files from the campaign, all your records, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pages, which I wager the president's lawyers have never even read through because there's only two of them and they couldn't possibly have the time to do so. They are without staffs. They're without secretaries. One of them works out of the basement of the White House. Meanwhile, you've got Robert Mueller with a pack of hungry wolves all on the government payroll, which is why I said last week, if they take our president down in a coup d'etat, I will write the book as a sequel, The Unmaking of the President. But it is a book that I pray to God I don't have to publish. Thank you for joining us here on The War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. And be sure to hit the Infowars.com site, folks, to give us your support. With your help, we will persevere. Victory or death. Many thanks.
If you want the future, you must fight for it.
This
is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Well, if you want to know what liberal politicians and liberal policies do to society, well, all you have to do is look at the case studies, look at the examples. California, literally burning to the ground. I mean, the legal policies out there. I won't even get back into that. We've covered that ad nauseum. But let's focus on Chicago for the time being, where you've got, in fact, maybe someone can pull this up real quick. I'm guessing probably over 600 homicides in Chicago this year. I do believe that they were on pace to break another record this year for homicides. The crew is trying to look this up right now. But this is what liberal politics do. This is what Rahm Emanuel has done to the great city of Chicago, a city that is near and dear to me. Growing up in St. Louis, I loved visiting Chicago. But it's really reached a bad level with gun violence and just the overall just violence and robbery and gun deaths and everything. So now they have had to call in UN troops into Chicago to deal with the city that Rahm Emanuel has lost control of.
Chicago commissioner is seeking United Nations peacekeeping troops on U.S. soil. Ladies and gentlemen, Rex Bear League Project, how the heck are you? I just watched a video from Chicago Informer. Check this out. This is crazy, but I was warned about this 27 years ago. I have been waiting for this day to arrive. News Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin is meeting with a top United Nations official to seek international help because, according to Mr. Boykin, they can't protect the people of Chicago. I'm going to share with you a few comments that were made in this video. The United Nations Assistant Secretary General has been asked for help in peacekeeping efforts, literally from UN troops. Now, isn't this against the Constitution of the United States to have international troops on U.S. soil to take over the job of police? And how would this make you feel if you were a police officer in Chicago, being told that you can't do your job, so they're going to have to bring in international troops? If you are a police officer in Chicago and you have the opportunity to listen to this podcast, please send me an email and let me know how you feel. Is this a good idea?
All right, let's bring that
what
down.
What happens next?
So what he was reporting on here is that Chicago is so out of control with the violence, the robberies, the gun deaths, the homicides, the failed politician, Rahm Emanuel. I mean, just what a miserable, pathetic excuse. Just a total failure, Rahm Emanuel. And Chicago's just, you know, violence has taken over, you know, homicides. I don't know if they ever, the crew ever found how many homicides this year. It could be another record, but let's not forget, this is what Trump tweeted earlier this year in the summer. If Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, 228 shootings in 2017, 42 killings, it's up from last year, I'll send in the feds. Well, isn't this interesting? That's actually President Trump offering to help in Chicago. And then what does Rahm Emanuel do? I'm assuming this is a Rahm Emanuel move. There could have been other hands involved with this, but Rahm Emanuel is the scumbag in charge over there. He wants the UN. Screw you, Trump. Screw you, federal government. Screw you, military. Screw you, America. I'm going to destroy Chicago, and then what I'm going to do to fix it, I'm going to bring in international UN troops. Rahm Emanuel, oh, man, I'd like to say some things about him. And then, of course, today, when Trump was addressing the FBI, he said, "What the hell is happening in Chicago?" You know, Trump doesn't make these statements in coincidence fashion. Trump had to know that Rahm Emanuel called the UN, and then he addressed it.
Let's make talk radio great again. This is the War Room.
All right, we got an hour left of the War Room here. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and my plan for the rest of today's broadcast is to take a lot of your phone calls. That number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Obviously, a ton of topics you can call on: the fake accusations against Trump, the rigging of the election in Alabama, the Me Too movement continues to just eat up everything in its past. I've got all kinds of just stacks of news on everything here. I don't even know what I want to get to, but your phone calls will be taken the rest of this hour. And we also want to show you some of the memes that have been submitted to War Room Memes on Twitter. Today's meme challenge was to make a meme of Eric Holder the Rat. Eric the Rat Holder. And we've got some great submissions so far at War Room Memes. There you can see Eric Holder as the rat, the dirty rat he is, stomping all over America. So you tweet your memes with the InfoWars logo to War Room Memes, and then we give you the retweet and we plug it on the show. There's a nice one. It's Eric Rat the Democrat. Hey, did you know if you took DC out of Democrat, you have emo rats? I'm full of jokes today. So that's the plan. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We'll take your phone calls. We'll plug your memes as you submit them. And that's what we will be doing the rest of today's broadcast. Let me knock out some news for the rest of this segment. First, this story came from Breitbart. Trump breaks all-time record for federal appeals judges as Senate confirms James Ho to Fifth Circuit. And not only is President Trump getting all of these federal appeal judges nominated here, trying to get them in, he's doing it at a record pace. So not just all-time record for the judges, but also the pace. He's trying to fast-track all of this as well, many of it in the circuit court. So this is President Trump trying to make America great again by saving our terrible, liberalized, anti-American judicial system that lets a non-citizen be deported five times, get back in the country, shoot an innocent woman to death, and then walk away scot-free without even a charge of manslaughter. And that is just one case. So President Trump trying to make the court system, the judicial system, American again and not anti-American. Oh, yeah. And also yesterday when there was a record stock closing, that was a new record. So not only was it a record high, it was also a record for records posted in a year. So the last time there were this many stock records in a calendar year was 1995. So 1995 was the last time you saw this many records in the stock market. So one more record finish, which I would imagine we're going to have by the end of the month, especially with this Disney deal going down. We'll get into that in a minute. One more record finish in the stocks, and that is an all-time record for most record finishes in a calendar year. You think you would have gotten that with Hillary Clinton? Huh. Think again. Where do we go from here? How about this one? You know what? Let's stick with Trump. In fact, let's go to the Disney deal. So when I first started reading about this Disney deal, it was all kind of very shaded, as much as you didn't really know what kind of details were going to be going down. But now we got the details. Now, my concern was you're going to see Disney take over Fox, and then basically what we've seen coming from Fox News in the last 2 years, that momentum and swing towards total Americana, total truth, total justice. They're not perfect. I know that they blackball topics and guests from their network, but at least they're not out to lie to you and to just totally deceive you and manipulate you and just give you fake news all day, like CNN and MSNBC and the leader of fake news, Rachel Maddow. But when I went and I looked at the details of this, I kind of think it might be going the other way. So basically, Disney is taking over all of Fox movie entertainment assets, Pixar Studios, 21st Century Fox, basically everything in the entertainment world that's not sports and politics, where Fox is going to be able to hold on to all of their sports networks, but more importantly, Fox News Network, Fox News, and Fox Business. So is Rupert Murdoch going all in right now for Fox News? Is Rupert Murdoch also seeing... See, this could be a serious sea change here, folks. Murdoch holds on to his news and his sports channels, his sports networks. Well, what's happening right now with sports and news channels? ESPN going fully liberal, ratings tanking. Nobody likes ESPN anymore. Can't even watch it. News network, CNN, literally in the dust heap. Nobody watches CNN. MSNBC, literally filled with the craziest people in news, from Rachel Maddow to Psycho Joe to the lead cuck in news, Chris Matthews. So did Murdoch have a vision like he had some decades ago when he started with just a small newspaper in Florida that he turned into one of the biggest news agencies in the world? Does he have another such vision where he sees how the liberalization of sports networks and news networks is destroying them? Is he now refocusing all of the energy to Fox News So I'm gonna. This is gonna be an interesting thing to watch because, again, 2 years ago, I wouldn't even have honestly bothered watching Fox News other than just for more content and just media consumption. Now you can actually tune into Fox News with Sarah Carter, with Catherine Heth, I forget her last name, Hethridge or something. Kennedy gets great guests. Tucker Carlson still's talking about the mysteries of the Las Vegas shooting. Hannity breaking down all the Clinton corruption. So I'm not saying Fox is perfect, but at least you can go to Fox News and get news now. Like you can say, hey, what's going on with this subject? Go to turn on Fox News and actually get something out of it. So is Murdoch going full on with that? And then is Murdoch saying also in the sports industry of side of things, you know, all these other sport networks are losing viewers, losing money, having to shrink because they're going full on liberal and people that spend money and watch sports, well, they're not liberals. So maybe we go full on conservative and then we take over the sports networks.
Hey,
Yeah, go ahead, Harrison.
It sounds like what Disney was most interested in was the Fox movies, and I wonder how much that has to do with the fact that Disney announced that it's ending agreements with Netflix and offering its own movie distribution agreements, or its own distribution platforms, rather, streaming services, straight from Disney.
Yeah, the biggest assets that they took were 21st Century Fox and Pixar. I think Disney now, I think the number was Disney now essentially owns 40% of all movie production, 40%.
Right, and they're basically cutting out Netflix and Hulu and these other streaming services. You're just going to be buying stuff straight from the studios from now on.
Interesting. So you think that Disney's move here is to maybe create a streaming service, kind of a pay-for-play type of thing.
Right, and so the way, you know, Netflix got started was it was a streaming platform that studios would send stuff to, and then they would stream it out to the users. Well, now it's sort of diverging where Netflix is sort of becoming a studio and the studios are becoming streaming services. So it's basically, instead of going to a streaming service to get a whole bunch of studios, you're just going to go straight to the studio, which to me seems like, I mean, obviously I'm not a big fan of the consolidation behind Disney, but I think it's going to be really interesting, the media landscape, when people are just buying stuff straight from the studios. I think that opens the door to smaller studios to come in and sell stuff directly to the audience.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that is the future of the media. This was a $52 billion deal. You know, I had a story about something about how now you've got, in fact, what was that story? It was some Democrat antitrust lawyer story that I was trying to get. I can't remember that. I'm going to have to find that during the break. But they're trying to shut down this AT&T merger, and you've got a Democrat antitrust lawyer who's looking at these deals. I'm just curious why they're ignoring Twitter and Facebook colluding with Google and YouTube to censor news. Why isn't that in the antitrust? Why don't antitrust lawyers look into the fact that Google Play and the Apple App Store will not have Gab on there that competes with Twitter and Facebook? How is that not antitrust? We'll be right back with more of the War Room and your calls. I found the story I was looking for here. Leading U.S. antitrust senator urges hearing on Disney Fox deal. So this is Senator Amy Klobuchar, the top Democrat on the Senate antitrust panel. You know, I'm not against this thing being reviewed, but again, you can just tell how biased these people are. Yeah, I need to look into this Fox deal. I don't know. Rupert Murdoch getting $50 billion. We need to look into this. We can't have a conservative making this money. But Facebook and Google and YouTube and Apple and, you know, Twitter all working together to keep Gab off the market and from being a competitor. No one calling for antitrust on that deal. So we'll be waiting for Senator Amy Klobuchar to Klobuchar that hearing or that antitrust, but she won't get to that. she doesn't have time. She's too busy botching up anything that a conservative does. All right. Let me just cover real quick one set of stories here, and then I'm going to go to your phone call. So this is kind of about the Me Too stuff. Finally, I'm just wondering when this is going to start happening. More people standing up against this, you know, not kowtowing to the politically correct thing to do is, oh, if someone accuses you, whether it was true or not, just, you know, bow down and say it's true. Travis Smiley blasts PBS for so-called investigation. The show suspension, it's gone too far. I've never groped, coerced, or exposed myself inappropriately to any workplace colleague. That's what he's being accused of over at PBS. So, you know, again, this is a real issue because of the politicization by the Democrats and liberals in their hatred for Trump of the issue. It's now become an even bigger issue, and they're scorching the earth for real victims. But this is going, I'm sorry, this is the pushback that's going to have to happen here. We cannot let this crusade against Trump using victims of sexual assault and the virtues we feel for those victims to coerce us into getting Trump out of office and anyone else who they want out of office. So this, there's going to be pushback on it. And you know, the Democrats are going to say, how dare you? Well, how dare you ignore all of Bill Clinton's victims? And then it goes to another level. Kentucky State Rep Dan Johnson kills himself because of accusations that came down against him. So the Me Too campaign wages itself against Kentucky State Representative Dan Johnson, and then he kills himself. So is it fair to say that a Me Too campaign victim just committed suicide? Or was he so embarrassed by the real allegations and what he may have done that he decided to kill himself? Or was this another victim of liberal bullying, much like August Ames, the female adult film star who killed herself because of liberal bullying? So is liberal bullying and liberal tactics and liberal political witch hunts now leading to people dead and killing themselves? Fair conversation to have. And I've been wondering when all of the Me Too Women's March momentum movement was going to hit the rap industry. Well, it's hitting Russell Simmons really hard, and now they're actually going to open up cases. The NYPD is opening up investigations. Folks, these stories with Russell Simmons are about as bad as it gets. You're talking Harvey Weinstein-level type stuff. But, you know, for people that this whole thing started with a – and I think the tape is edited, the Billy Bush whatever Trump tape. I forget the name of that show, but I was wondering, because that's what started the whole thing, Trump's words. Listen to what Trump said about women. It's like, come on, give me a break. Women talk like that, men talk like that, locker room talk, and I still think that the tape was doctored anyway. But regardless, when does the Me Too movement focus on the lyrics that come out of the rap industry that basically talk about using women, sexually abusing women, pimping them out, beating women? So when does the Me Too movement go to the rap game, or is that untouchable because most rappers are black? I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. Let's just call a fair game here. Let's go to the phone lines. Jay in Oklahoma has been waiting. All right, Jay, you're first up. What's up?
Owen, how are you? Good to talk to you again. I'm going to end this real quick. I'm going to make this as quick as possible, just like last time I spoke to you. But I have a theory on the whole Russia thing. Now, I've been watching the first 48 for 12 years plus. And I know that doesn't make anyone an expert, but you notice something about human behavior, because people of all walks of life get involved in homicides. And what they always do is, if there's two people involved, which usually there are, or more, the person who's actually most responsible for the homicide that had been committed, they will actually point the finger at the other suspect. So they know someone else was there. They're going to say, okay, it's them. So
let me just get down to this. Let me just cut this, because I think I know where you're going. And this is what we've been talking about. Basically, just like you're saying, the basic psychology of someone committing a homicide where there's other parties involved, they try to set them up, they set up the evidence, they try to spin the blame onto them. That's essentially what the Democrats are doing with the Trump-Russia thing. They're the ones colluding with Russia. They're the ones selling the uranium ones. They're the one making all the deals. So then they try to set everything up to blame Trump.
Correct. And if you go all the way back to when Hillary Clinton was testifying before Congress about, you know, and she laughed when they asked her, did I physically wipe my computer? That's a defense mechanism. And if you notice, it's something that she does often when she's asked questions that she doesn't want to obviously answer.
Well,
if
you're, I mean, we could have this conversation all day long, and to just get to the finish line, Hillary Clinton is guilty, period. She's guilty of deleting the emails. She's guilty of obstructing justice. Those are just two of the things we know she did. So there's no doubt that Jay is absolutely right on the money when he's breaking down the psychological aspects in Hillary's response, because she is guiltier than sin, baby. Let's take another call from Dennis in Chicago. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
Good to hear from you again. What's on your mind?
Well, what a lot of people don't know is that DHS has been here for the last 6 years.
You're talking about in Chicago?
Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, Department of Homeland Security.
Well, what are they doing?
Man, put it to you like this. They have the units. They have the Humvees. They have the tanks. They have the guns. A lot of people don't know here that how all these trains and trucks being robbed, and people have gotten access to those nice Xboxes, nice military.
So basically, let me get this straight. Because we're short on time. So basically, under Rahm Emanuel, Chicago has pretty much devolved into just a gang, crime-ridden city in the wrong areas.
I'll put it to you like this. It wasn't just Rahm Emanuel. It's every politician that ever ran for office here.
I mean, it's no secret that some of the most corrupted politicians come out of Chicago. I mean, just look at Obama. Hey, good to hear from Dennis again. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Let's give you an example. Give you a couple examples, actually, of how InfoWars is tomorrow's news today, next week's news today, next month's news today, next year's news today, next decade's, next century, next millennia's news today, InfoWars.com. So you may have seen today, if you've been, dun, 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 tomorrow's news today at InfoWars.com. The fake news that never happened, you can find at CNN. But if you want tomorrow's news today, it's InfoWars.com. So you may have seen, if you've been paying attention to mainstream television media today, the Army, the United States military, is now doing jungle warfare training. This is breaking news to the television news networks. No. No, actually, we covered that story months ago at InfoWars.com, a story that broke months ago, so just wanted to let you know, if you saw that on television, how soldiers are training in the Hawaiian forest. That's not new. They've been doing that for months. And that's why when I first started reporting on this, I felt like Trump really does have an agenda to do something about North Korea. When you start to do warfare training, that usually indicates where you're going to war. So just wanted to put that little detail out there. And then this story comes out of CBS San Francisco. California health officials release guidelines to avoid cell phone radiation. You know, keep your cell phone at arm's length. It can cause cancer. It can cause all types of disease and problems with your brain. Infowars.com told you this years ago. We told you what the cell phone radiation was doing. We told you how it causes cancer and brain damage. That's why we sold items at InfoWarsStore.com that you could put your cell phone in so that you would be safe from all that toxic radiation. So again, another example of InfoWars being tomorrow's news today. Let me plow through this stack of news here before I get to a few more of your calls. Washington Post, Trump is still listening to Bannon. Here's how this could badly damage the GOP. So you see, this just shows you how everything they said about Bannon being responsible for the loss in Alabama was fake. Because if they really felt that way, they wouldn't be continuing to attack Bannon. The reason why they attack Bannon is because he's such a threat to the establishment. The reason why they attack Bannon, and then they say it's a bad thing. Bannon could damage the GOP. Good! The old GOP is a corrupt establishment ballgame with Bush holdovers and McConnells and Ryans. Well, just give us the Senate. We'll repeal Obamacare. Okay, here's the Senate. Well, just give us the House and then we'll repeal Obamacare. Well, okay, here's the House. Well, we got the House and the Senate, but man, we really need that presidency. If we can get the president, then we can repeal Obamacare. Okay, then you get the House, the Senate, and the president. Where's the Obamacare repeal from the GOP as they promised? Nowhere. So good. So the Washington Post still doesn't get it, and they admit they're fake news. No, Bannon can damage the GOP. That's the anti-American corrupt GOP that we want him to damage. That's what he's out to do. They just don't get it. Federal judge recuses herself from a second Fusion GPS case. Oh. Tanya Chutkan, an Obama appointee, recused herself on Monday from a case involving a dispute over subpoenas issued for Fusion GPS. Oh. Why would she want to recuse herself? Why wouldn't anyone want to go on record about the Fusion GPS subpoenas and the document and the dossier and how it got funneled around? Oh, because there's probably a bunch of criminality there. Right. Right, right. That's an Obama appointee recusing herself from the Fusion GPS case. Is that because she had something to do with it, or she just wants to stay as far away from that toxicity as possible? Again, this is why I have at least some faith in Fox News. You have to give credit where credit's due. Comey edits revealed remarks on Clinton probe were watered down documents show. So now we know beyond what they already told us that yes, James Comey and Peter Stroke were both editing and changing documents and terminology so that Hillary Clinton would not be charged and would not be indicted. If that's not obstruction of justice, I don't know what is. And then, of course, Justice Department complains. Early release of FBI agent texts was not authorized. So I kind of read into this and I'm wondering, someone had to leak them, obviously, then to Fox News. And you look at the House Judiciary Committee, folks, let's just say there's a number of patriotic people on that committee that could have possibly leaked this if that was actually the case. And I salute them. Now, who knows what types of crimes they may try to go after said leaker for if that was the case. But you know they did not want that to go public because it completely destroyed the narrative that the Trump-Russia investigation was not biased, which it clearly was. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Robert calling in from Wisconsin. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, go ahead.
So I want to talk about the crime in Chicago here. Just want to say that...
Hey, Robert, I got to get you off your speaker. I cannot understand what you're saying.
Oh, I'm on Bluetooth. Let's see here. Does this sound better?
What's on your mind?
So I want to say that I live in southern Wisconsin, and because of Rahm Emanuel, we got crime coming up into the cities of Madison and Milwaukee. I live in Madison, but mainly Milwaukee is where we got problems with crime coming up.
And Madison is where University of Wisconsin is. Milwaukee is right there, kind of by the Great Lakes. I think Racine, Wisconsin, it would be on the way there. So you're saying because of all the crime infested in Chicago since Rahm Emanuel's come into leadership, it's now making its way into Wisconsin too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been coming into Wisconsin actually for a long time.
All right, so that's – I'm sorry. I got to let you go, Robert. We just asked that our callers please have a good, secure connection and be speaking into your phone. And I know that it causes cancer but or a headset or something. I just can't deal with that. But, yeah, that doesn't surprise me that Rahm Emanuel, who's destroyed the city of Chicago with violence and drugs and gang activity, that now he's destroying Wisconsin too. Way to go, Rahm Emanuel. Way to go. You've been great for the city of Chicago. Let's take another call. Let's go to Travis calling in from Austin. Go ahead, Travis.
Yes, hello, Owen. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
First off, I just wanted to plug. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah, man. I've had a lot of your products from the X2 to the Brain Force, the Anthroplex to Super Male Vitality, which I'm currently using right now. One I really wanted to highlight was the Brain Force, because I was diagnosed with ADHD, and I've taken every pill, Ritalin, all of that. All those pills, it didn't work for me. They turned me into a zombie. And I took the Brain Force, and it was amazing. It was like, because what they say about ADHD is that your neural activators don't fire fully. And I took the Brain Force, and they were firing fully. I'll put it that way. It's just, they're really great products, and I love to support you guys. But what I wanted to touch on was just the sexual assault accusations against Trump, and really just against people in general, whether it be a man or a woman.
And all men are bad now, too. Don't forget about that angle. They want to demonize all men.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. We're just dogs. You know what I mean? We're no good. Like, you know, they want us to marry, you know, sex robots and or vehicles, you know, like no human connection at all. It's wonderful. But yeah, I posted on my Facebook, which I strictly only use for news and to keep in contact with old friends. And, you know, why should we believe men or women who come out and accuse other people with no basis, no proof? Okay, why should we believe it? And you would not believe the outroar I caused amongst my Facebook friends that have.
I can only imagine. And you can take it one step further, and not to put the women down, but what took you so long? I mean, you know, let's get to that, too. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
one more second.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do a news blitz here. Final segment of the War Room. Owen Schroyer, your host, and then I'm going to take a couple calls. Huffington Post publishes this story, FML, Why Millennials Are Facing the Scariest Financial Future of Any Generation Since the Great Depression. And it's funny because these same people that will acknowledge the fact that it's getting harder and harder for these millennials to get a job. You got 5 million student loans that are now being defaulted on. But then in this, they talk about how they can't get a job also because of all the illegal immigrants that come here and work for cheap. But let's keep the open border policy. Screw America. Newsweek publishes this story. Keaton Jones' father is a white supremacist. And so because his father's a white supremacist, then that's okay. Let's just bully Keaton Jones. Screw Keaton Jones. Screw everything that's happened to Keaton Jones since he got bullied and did the viral video. The left just cannot have anything. They have to tarnish anything and everything. So congratulations to Newsweek now. They've hopped on the bandwagon of bullying the young boy, Keaton Jones, now over his father's activities. So way to go, Newsweek. You stooped to a brand new low. This is hilarious to me. The ACLU sends out an email. I can't even believe this. Complaining about voter suppression in the Alabama Senate race, saying that people of color and low-income people were not allowed to vote. This is the most absurd thing ever. First of all, if there was any voter suppression tactics in the Alabama Senate race, it was by the Democrats that ran ad campaigns saying your vote was a public record, a blatant lie. And secondly, if you register to vote, doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter the color of your skin, you have the right to vote. But somehow the ACLU just doesn't get that. Thursday night football ratings tumbled to a season low last night. So the NFL continues to collapse in on itself. Teens in New York City deli accuse white woman of supporting Trump and then attack and rob her. That's right. That's right. If you're white, you already might be a bad person, but then if we say you're a Trump supporter, well, we have the right to beat you up and rob you because you're a racist bigot. Thanks, CNN. Thanks, MSNBC. Thanks, Washington Post. Thanks, New York Times, for making white people that support Trump and really anyone that supports Trump a target for a politically motivated hate crime. Thank you, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and New York Times for making hate crimes popular again. Christian students claim school told them to revise beliefs. A Christian student group has filed a lawsuit against the University of Iowa, alleging that the school tried to make it revise its statement of faith before reinstating its official status. Now, if this was a Muslim group, do you think they would have had to revise their status? Hell no. Only Christians are intolerant. Only Christians are bigoted. Only the Christian faith must be revised before they're reinstated. A Muslim, though, you don't want to go there because then you'll be, you know, a racist or a xenophobe or Islamophobe or something. So, you know, facts and equality don't matter. Justice doesn't matter. It's just all about, you know, appeasing radical Islam. Mark Zuckerberg, internet service providers should not be able to decide what people can see online, says Mark Zuckerberg, who decides what people can see online. Way to go, Zuckerberg. Total fop. A mass incarceration mystery. Now, this headline is hilarious. It's a mystery. The Washington Post says mystery. We don't get it. One of the most damning features of the U.S. criminal justice system is its vast racial inequity and inequality. But then they go on and they're saying how in the last 15 years, racial disparities in the American prison system are actually on the decline. And it's a mystery to them. They don't know what to do. Wait a second. All the racism and bigotry against black people that we've been reporting on, and then it doesn't actually show up in the statistics of the prison system? It's a mystery to the Washington Post. What? The fake news? It's not true? And then it's a mystery to the Washington Post. They don't know what to do. It's not a mystery, Washington Post. Your fake news. Spanking for misbehavior causes more. This is according to a study in the Wall Street Journal. No. Your kids need discipline, and if that means an ass whooping, that means an ass whooping. If that means that you break the law and you go to jail and you have to learn a lesson, get ready, Antifa. That's what it means. So spanking for your kids, I think that that's left up to parents. But let me just tell you, as someone that got beaten with a wooden spoon multiple times, probably would have been in a lot more trouble if my parents didn't discipline me. You don't see me complaining. Firefighter killed battling powerful California wildfire. May this hero, Corey Iverson, rest in peace. One of the brave men fighting these wildfires in California. Okay, so you got this news about Omarosa. It's all strange. None of it makes sense. She was fired. She wasn't fired. She's causing issues at the White House. She's not causing issues. She's friends with Trump. She's anti-Trump. She's this. I've read the whole thing. Honestly, none of it adds up. She's playing both sides of the aisle. The White House is racist, but she loves Trump. Well, I was not treated fairly, but they did not kick me out. None of it makes sense. So here's what I'm going to be waiting to see. She talks about a book and a profound story to tell and all this. Is Omarosa going to come out as destroying the liberal narrative about Trump, or is she going to basically confirm the liberal narrative about Trump? I don't understand what Omarosa really did. I mean, let's be honest. Let's review what Omarosa accomplished in the White House. Okay, that was a nice review. So it seems to me like the whole thing just became about her. But you know they're building up this narrative that Omarosa is about to blow up the real story about the White House. So we'll wait and see if that's true. One of our reporters here, Harrison, is going to be covering more of this on Monday during the Christmas spectacular. Palestinian terrorist shot before he could detonate suicide belt. Prime Minister Theresa May receives Bible burnt by Islamic State. An Iraqi priest wanted the prime minister to know about the basically the hatred that Christians have to deal with in the Middle East. And then it's funny. Look at the picture of Theresa May, guys. Roll down. Look at Theresa May's face. She's like, uh-oh, I'm supporting these Muslim immigrants illegally, and they're murdering people and killing Christians. Look at that face. That's the face when the truth hits you in the face and you look like a complete fool that has helped people murder Christians and destroy your country. Way to go, Theresa May. And again, they make the story, a Palestinian man was responding to Trump's decision that Jerusalem's... No, Palestinians have been trying to kill people in Israel for years. That's not because of Trump. All right, we got 3 minutes. Let's hit the phones. We got Shelby calling in from Utah. Go ahead, Shelby, you're on the air.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I wanted to thank you so much, all of your crew, especially you, for your bravery. Thank you so much for putting your life on the line for us so that we can learn and know what's going on. I appreciate your honesty and your bravery. That's the first thing.
Well, thank you for that. You know, it's because of your support out there, honestly, that I go out and do these things.
Well, we appreciate it. My family and I have been listening to you guys for about a year, and we have all of your products. We have all of your T-shirts. We have all of your products. And I just really quick wanted to tell everybody, my favorite products are the iodine. I love it.
But you're talking about the Survival Shield X2?
Yes. Oh, my God.
50% off right now, Survival Shield X2. It's one of my favorite products. It's life-changing.
We just bought a ton of it, so a lot is on sale. But the red pill, the real red pill is amazing. It gives us so much energy. My husband works 16 hours a day in a factory, and he cannot believe. We've all been prescribed Adderall in the past, and this gives us more energy, but a clean energy. Like, we feel good.
Wow, that's amazing. Shelby is the second caller today to talk about using an InfoWars supplement. The last one was BrainForce Plus. She's talking about the red pill instead of the big pharmaceutical drugs they give you for ADHD.
It's amazing. And the other thing is I had been a smoker for a few years, and I started taking the lung cleanse, and that has been amazing. I think that more people need to know about that, too.
So are you saying, did the lung cleanse help you quit smoking, Shelby?
It really did. It honestly did. It made me feel I can breathe. I just feel better. And since we've been taking these, our family, we're happier, we're healthier. We just feel better. This is the best. You guys are
amazing. That's why that's the purpose. That's the entire point. You fund us, you get a great product, and then we expand. It's a total win-win. Anything else, Shelby, before we let you go?
Well, we tell everybody about you guys. Thank you for sending us the stickers and the Bill of Rights handbook. We give those to people. We put stickers everywhere. I know it's illegal, but we do that. And just to get your word out there. Thank you.
God bless you, Shelby, and thank you, because you literally make it all possible. Thank you so much, Shelby. All right, Angie in Oklahoma, you've got 30 seconds. Make it count.
Hello, Owen. Thank you for all you do. I just wanted to touch base. YouTube decided that they were going to give me a red strike for having the audacity of having a playlist of Chris Peranto.
Well, yeah, it's not like Chris Peranto served this country and put his life on the line.
Army Ranger, right, really grinds my gears. Oh, yeah, I'm just disgusted out of it.
Well, how dare you, Angie? How dare Angie in Oklahoma put out a pro-America video on YouTube? She deserved a strike for being pro-America. You stay classy, Info Warriors.